Simon & Schuster Audio presents, How Do You Feel? One Doctor's Search for Humanity in Medicine by Jesse Gold, MD, MS. Read by Keeler Lee.
I'm not a victim or a survivor. I'm not brave or strong. I'm just a little human with a lot more being. Kiana Azizian. For the humans and the ones who lift them up, and perhaps most specifically, the ones in healthcare who are both. Author's note. It's important for anyone reading this book to know that the patients you will read about in these pages are composites, meaning that I used details from a number of people and sources so as to protect any one individual's identity. They are inspired not just by the healthcare workers whom I treat in my clinic, many of whom have read the text and agreed to having some of their story included, but also the friends, family, and colleagues across the country who work as doctors, nurses, physician associates, therapists, and in other medical professions. I've also incorporated details I gleaned from my interviews with more than 40 healthcare workers over the course of writing this book. My therapist, however, despite the pseudonym, is entirely real. The stories described here take place during a time period I refer to as the pandemic, but the book really focuses on the beginning months of March to November 2020. To tell these stories within that shortened time frame, I condensed some timelines for the patient narratives, including my own. It's also important for readers to know that some of the information that appears in these pages might be triggering, especially for healthcare workers or anyone who lives with or loves them. If you need to take a break to grab a drink of water, or even to call your therapist, I approve. I've had to take breaks of my own at different times while in the midst of writing these stories, so I get it. You'll find humor and a healthy sprinkling of pop culture references throughout the book. I do this not to minimize what healthcare workers go through, or what I did, but to break up the conversation a bit and lighten the mood. It's okay to laugh, and in fact, I hope you do. Finally, I write from the perspective of who I am, a white, elder millennial woman. I try to learn as much as I can from friends and patients with different backgrounds, but I cannot speak to all the issues of well-being and identity that are interconnected within healthcare. For those topics, please look to other writers who discuss those experiences in more depth. In my lectures, I first give my disclosures, then always start with the same slide. One meant to ask people, and myself, a question. One that allows us all to pause.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?